Well, good afternoon, my kings and queens, and welcome back to The Daily Dose. This is your life coach and your host, Gina Cherie. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's about 4 o'clock p.m. in this great peachy Georgia. I hope you guys are having a great day so far. I know we are getting off of work. Some are on our way to pick up our kids and head home, cook these dinners, and get settled in. But I hope you guys are enjoying your day this far. Okay, so you guys know what we do here. We're all about positivity and growing and becoming the men and women that God would have us to be. So today we are going to talk briefly about understanding God's timing. So I had a different topic in mind, but as I was listening to my pastor this morning and everything just kept crossing my mind about his timing, about his timing, about his timing. So I kind of jotted that down, and then I started doing some research and understanding God's timing and what does it mean and why is it important and things of that nature. So I'm going to spend about 30 minutes talking about that. And then I'm going to give you guys some examples. I'm going to talk about why it's important to trust God's timing. What do we do when we don't understand God's timing, or God's timing is on delay, like he delays our plans or what have you. Now, some of the things that you guys are going to hear me talk about, if you follow the show, you guys have heard me talk about it in previous shows, but it's always good to kind of go over and talk about it, recap things. So that's what we're going to do today. So welcome, 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 and let's get started, you guys. Like I said, I'm only going to hold you guys for about 30 minutes today, not too long today. Okay, so let's get started. What does it mean to understand God's timing? And the first thing I want us to know is God's timing often feels like a long and desperate delay. God's perfect timing does two different things. It grows our faith as we are forced to wait and trust in God, and it makes certain that he and he alone gets the glory and the praise for pulling us through. My times are in his hands, and you guys can read that further in Psalms 31:15. Then we're going to head over to how do we explain God's timing. And the concept is rooted in the belief that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and has a perfect plan for each individual's life. Trusting God's timing means acknowledging that he knows what is best for us and that his timing is always perfect, even if it may not align with our own desires and our expectations, right? Because a lot of times we have our own plan, we form our own plan, and sometimes we live on our own timing, and then we go back and we try to figure out why things are all messed up, right? Like, why didn't it work out? Sometimes we jump the gun before it's our time, and God is telling us to hold out, like just be patient, right? And a lot of us still are learning patience. Some of us need to rekindle that part, especially me. I know that I get impatient at times, and I'd be like, "Ooh, God, I need just to move right now. Like, I need you to just open the sky and come down right now. I need you to take care of this thing." But I also have to learn that God's timing is better than my own, and that having patience and waiting on God is going to turn out better than what I can ever expect. How do you know when it's God's timing? You must first know his will for your life. And you guys heard me talk about this in previous shows, understanding who you are and whose you are and the plan that God has for your life. And when we align ourselves with God's plan for our lives, that's when things fall together. A lot of times it's like a puzzle. The piece looks like it fits, but once you put it in there, you're kind of still trying to wiggle around and move it, and you find that it's not the right piece, right? So you got to go back and you have to look for the right piece that goes to that particular puzzle. So that's pretty much how our lives are like, in my opinion. We try to force the piece And God is saying, I got the piece on this side. I already have it for you. I already know the piece that goes to that puzzle. I just need you to be patient because I'm still doing some things and working on your behalf behind the scenes that you're not seeing. So if you just be patient with me, then I'm going to give you the piece of that puzzle. And once I give it to you, it's going to fit perfectly. You don't have to force it. You don't have to wish and hope that it works out, because he's going to give it to you and it will, right? So knowing God's timing and knowing what his will is for your life, and if you are born again and walking in the fellowship of God, and your desire to God is to be the same. So if you're chasing after God and you have the desire to follow him, I honestly believe that everything that you're needing, you're wanting, and the desire, as long as it aligns with what God has for you, that you will receive that. God's timing is appointed. Duration he has set for something or an event to unfold. This time is different from ours, and not knowing his this fact can lead to worry, doubt, especially in the seasons of waiting. And I just went over that. His timing is different, and when his timing kind of takes longer than we expect it to take, then that leads us to have doubts, and that leads us to worry. And you guys know that God doesn't want us to have fear or to worry about anything in your due season of waiting. So, and if you guys want to read further into that particular area, you guys can head over to Psalms 102:13 and Ecclesiastes 3:11 and Habakkuk 2 and 3. And you guys can further read that and have a better understanding for yourself. I tell you guys in previous episodes, don't just take my word for it, but do your own research and read it for yourself, that you know it for yourself. All right. Some example of God's perfect timing is when the Israelites couldn't leave the bondage of Egypt until God's perfect time came. Another example is Joshua couldn't take Jericho until the exact right day. Another one, Jesus wasn't raised from the dead until the third day. Those are just some examples of timing and perfect timing. And I feel like if the Israelites would have jumped and left or tried to leave on their own and do it for themselves, I think everything would have been messed up, right? But when God's perfect timing came in, and they were released from bondage, everything worked out the way that God had designed it to be. So those are just some examples of God's perfect timing. And I know sometimes it's hard to accept God's timing. And although it can be frustrating, and not knowing the exact timing is often what keeps us in the program. There are times when you might want to give up. I know there's plenty of times where I was like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. Like, I'm done waiting. It's not going to happen. If he wanted it to happen, it would happen already. And not knowing what God is doing and how he's working on my behalf in the background, I'm just not able to see it because I have not learned patience, and I have not learned yet to fully trust in God and what he is doing for me. So that left me frustrated. It left me worried. It left me wanting to give up on things that I know that I deserved and I wanted, not knowing how long it was going to take. But when we accept God's timing, we can learn to live in hope and enjoy our lives while God is working on our behalfs. Okay, so, and I know it's sometimes people are saying, like, it's easier said than done. I got bills due. I need this fixed. I need this done. And we're waiting. We're worried, right? But you know the old saying, you guys hear everybody say this, he may not come when you want to, but he's right on time. So that fits right along with that. But I was asked, can we miss God's timing? And Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that there is an appointed time for every purpose. God has an appointed time, but things that we do when we step in and try to take care of things on our own, It tells us that on occasion, God's people miss a divine moment. So yes, to answer that question, I do believe that you can miss God's timing. I think that if you go before him and if he has not directed you to move and you move on your own behalf, then that will miss God's timing. And how do we trust God's timing? Spending time with God helps us better understand God's timing. Studying our Bible, knowing the Word, will help us and grow our relationship with God. And it also helps us to gain peace and patience, where our patience is wearing thin. And it can also help you learn how to trust in His timing more deeply. I always tell people to find a quiet space, and the quiet space could be anywhere where you're comfortable, of course. Sometimes my quiet space is in my car. Before I walk into the house and have to deal with the house things, I like to sit in my car and I just have a quiet moment, or I pray, or I talk to God, and just kind of, I guess, debrief and release things that I have went through the day at work. And, you know, because we're out of in the world battling a lot of things. We're frustrated at our job. Most of us don't even like our job, but we have to do things to take care of our families and get our bills paid. So sometimes it's good to really debrief. I tell my daughter this all the time when she comes home from school. She probably had a frustrating day taking tests and things of that nature. So I give her a moment to debrief, go and have your moment by yourself, and do what is comfortable for her. And then when you're ready to talk, we could talk about your day when you're less tense and frustrated. So I think it's very important for us to have a moment to ourselves. Your safe space could be in your closet. It can be in your bathroom. It could be anywhere where you have a peace of mind and that you can concentrate and be able to hear God and hear when He speaks to you. So I tell people that all the time. And if you listen to any of the past shows, I tell you guys to definitely find a space for yourself that you can talk to God one-on-one. And He already knows what's in our heart. He already knows what we're going to say and what we're thinking. He just wants us to cast our cares on Him and let Him fight our battles. Let Him be the lead in a lot of things. So that's a couple of ways that you guys can start learning how to trust God's timing. And developing that relationship with Him. And I'm not saying having an affair with Jesus. I'm telling you to actually form a relationship with Him. And then, you know, what happens when God delays our plans? And you guys heard me say this on previous shows as well. I feel like when your plans are delayed by God, I feel like it's not only, it's a protection. I feel that a lot of times when, especially in my own life, when things are not, my plans got altered and things are not going the way that I planned it, there was a delay for a reason. And I just feel like it's God's protection. And while the delay may be frustrating or even confusing, we don't know that, we do know that God is at work behind the scenes and to accomplish His will. You may not see His hand at work, but you can trust that His promises are true. You may not be ready for the answer just yet, but God is working to make sure you are ready when it comes. So I don't want you guys to be frustrated or think that God did not hear you or He denied mm-hmm. your request. A lot of times He's seen something that you did not see. He heard something that you could not, that you did not hear. He knew what was going to be before you, and He delayed it for your protection and to redirect, in a sense. And I'm thankful for the times that things were delayed and things didn't happen the way that it was supposed to. In the moment, it felt like disappointment, right? But when I figured out why it was delayed, and I said, that's nothing but God. God delayed that for a reason, and I thank Him for that. Because if I would have walked into it and not trusting God and just took it upon myself to still carry that particular thing out, I would have walked into a disaster. So God protected me from unseen things and unheard things. Why is it important to wait on God's timing? Well, it's important because it teaches us to walk by faith, trusting God's timing instead of giving into immediate self-gratification, to sift the motives for our desires. Sometimes we pray selfishly. And yes, I feel like we all pray selfishly at times, only to discover how foolish we are when we were in our request. God's delay in our answers and our prayers gives us time to see situations from His viewpoint. And also for, like I just said, for our protection. But it's very important for that we trust in God and all that we do and let Him lead and we follow. And like I said before, you guys, when we're in line with God's purposes for our lives, everything just fits. That puzzle just fits so perfectly. So I really like the fact that He placed this on my heart this morning, because like I said, I had a whole different show and concept that I wanted to talk about, but I think this worked out perfectly. And understanding God's timing, and I feel as though I always tell you guys that the things that I talk about, it's not necessarily just for you guys, it's also for me too. So there's something that I'm still needing to learn on God's timing, for Him to place this on my heart to speak about today. And I hope that my words and the message is very clear to you guys, and that you guys are receiving the message that the Daily Dose is trying to portray. So this is not just for you guys. This is definitely for me as well. But if you guys feel like you guys want to add to this, you guys can definitely add to the conversation. The conversation doesn't have to stop right here. You guys know you guys can reach out to me on email and through my social media. My email is hostjenasheree@gmail.com. You guys can always leave me a message. If I needed to be corrected by something, if you guys want to add something, definitely don't hesitate. I don't know it all. I am going from personal experience and doing my own research. But if you guys have something else that needs to be said or changed or anything, just to be a part of the conversation, don't hesitate to reach out. hostjenasheree@gmail.com. You guys can also catch me on my Instagram. You guys can leave me a message there, GSL_radio. I do answer rather quickly once I see it, and I definitely love your guys' feedback. If you guys have like a book or something that goes along with the messages or the topics for Thursdays or Saturdays, definitely reach out. Leave the title of the book and the author and where we can find it, because then that would also help us to learn and to get more understanding. So I definitely welcome that. We mentioned the book last week, and I hope you guys were able to go and get that off of Amazon. But we can definitely, we could definitely add another book to the roster. You guys just reach out and let me know where you guys can find that. Okay, so we're almost to our mark, you guys. We got about 10 more minutes to go on this Thursday. And so we are going to do some catch up, I guess. We're going to let you know what's going on, things that we are working on in the vaccine, and things of that nature. So you guys know I have my website up. So the website is jenasheree.com. So you guys can go there. It's GINASHEERREE.com. So you guys can go there, and I'm telling you guys the website because people ask me about that. And on there, you guys can listen to the show. You guys can stay updated with anything that we are doing. as far as in the community or on the show or anything, it could be found there on the website. You guys can also look at all the social media outlets. You guys can do that. All the books. My food blog is on there too. So, yes, I like to cook, and I like to see other people's cooking and things that they do. So, you guys can find that on the website as well. Anything new, you guys? I am on a new platform, so you guys can look out for that as well. KSAM Praise Radio. You guys can listen to me there. To every Thursday and every Saturday at 4 p.m. And my YouTube is up, so I'm still working it on the back end. Y'all know I'm a little slow with that, but I have created it and it's up, so you guys can go to the YouTube channel, and that is at Life Coach Gina Cherie. It's also posted on my social media. Yeah, you guys, I think that's all that I have for you, but I hope that you guys enjoy today's message, and that you guys definitely could take something away from that. And if it's not for you, like I always say, pass it along. Make this a domino effect and pass it along to others that may be able to use it. I thank you guys so much. Without you guys, I can't do this, right? I need you guys to listen and to share and to follow along. And I just appreciate every single last one of you. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Daily Dose. Yeah, have a beautiful, beautiful day, you guys. I think that's all I have for you guys. So meet me here next time on Thursday at 4 p.m. and on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Where we talk about and we encourage you to just live your best life, because life be life in sometimes. So we need some encouragement to get us through the rest of our week and get us through our weekend. And that's exactly what we do. We want you guys to grow, and we want you guys to know who you are and whose you are, so that you can be in alignment with God and become the best versions of yourselves and have everything that your heart desires. So that is the purpose of the Daily Dose. But thank you guys so much for tuning in with your life coach and your host, Gina Cherie. I will see you guys next time. And always remember to love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody. Until next time, you guys, have a wonderful day and stay blessed.